Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
At Blinds.com, it's not just about window treatments. It's about you, your style, your space, your way. Whether you DIY or want the pros to handle it all, you'll have the confidence of knowing it's done right. From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Tito's Handmade Vodka is America's favorite vodka for a reason. From the first legal distillery in Texas, Tito's is six times distilled till it's just right, and naturally gluten-free, making it a high-quality spirit that mixes with just about anything, from the smoothest martinis to the best Bloody Marys. Tito's is known for giving back, teaming up with nonprofits to serve its communities and do good for dogs. Make your next cocktail with Tito's. Distilled and bottled by Fifth Generation Inc., Austin, Texas. 40% alcohol by volume. Savor responsibly.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, follow the podcast or YouTube feed, 94 WIP. Check it out there. What a comeback. That was one of the great comebacks in Eagles history yesterday. I mean, I don't know if you'll ever have a tale of two halves like that. It reminded me a lot of the Buffalo game in 2023, Jalen against Josh Allen in the rain, and Jalen with the walk-off touchdown with the throw, and they were in the Kelly Green that day. It reminded me of that kind of game where so bad in the first half, so great in the second half, and you walk away and you need to just like lay down. That was an incredible football game. So many great moments that we're going to talk about all week long on WIP and on WIP Daily. And, of course, the big players that made it happen. I want to hand out five game balls after the Eagles come back and win that football game 33-26. They not only win, they cover the number. If you bet the Eagles -3.5, I know at that point it was exhilarating. You didn't care about that. But the Davis scoop and score, my goodness gracious, what a turn of events yesterday for the Philadelphia Eagles to win that game after having 33 yards of offense in the first half. They're one of their worst first halves in a decade. And then to come out and do that in the second half against a good Rams team, remarkable, remarkable stuff. All right, game balls. Number one, Jalen Hurts. For as bad as the first half was, the second half was spectacular. Spectacular. In the second half, got to throw, got to have it situations. Jalen Hurts, 17-24, 209 yards. 3 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. He did everything he needed to do yesterday to bring his team back and win that football game. Spectacular second half. Third down after third down. Third and longs converting with his legs. Excuse me, with his arm. And it's interesting that two of the three wins this year, Jalen has been largely responsible for two totally different kinds of victories and performances by him. In week one, his legs really led the way. His legs were primarily responsible for beating the Dallas Cowboys. And yesterday was his arm primarily responsible for beating the Los Angeles Rams. He made big throws. And he made big money throws in clutch situations to keep moving the football and to put the Eagles in a position where they could win that football game. They're down. I mean, you're down 26-7 in the second half. Remember, the second half started bad, too, because he had the fumble. I mean, it wasn't just all great right after halftime. They fumbled right after the half and gave the gave the Rams their only score of the half when Kyron Williams, you know, went in on the little boot, you know, good play call by McVay, and boom, it's 26-7. You're like, oh my God, this is really a total joke. They're going to get blown out at home. This is the Niners game 23 all over again. This is the humbling experience. This is the drop the act game. And then they come out firing. Again, Jalen Hurts, spectacular in the second half. After that fumble, they settled down. He settled down. And there was no panic in them. It showed a lot about the football player he is, the football team that we have here in Philadelphia. I love the way Jalen Hurts finished that football game. He gets game ball number one. Game ball number two, it's got to go to Jordan Davis. My goodness gracious. I couldn't be more happy to have been wrong about something and then realize I was wrong right away and say, you know what, just scratch that because I was wrong. So when the Eagles picked up Jordan Davis's fifth-year option, I was against it because I thought making him have to prove it would be the best way for it to get the most out of him in the 2025 season, and making him play for his contract, making him a free agent after the season rather than guaranteeing him the money for 2026. Well, what the Eagles saw was what I couldn't during the offseason, and I eventually saw when we sat down with him, and I saw it in his voice. I saw it in his personality, and then I just saw it physically when he sat next to me, which was the shape he got himself in and the maturity that Jordan Davis was showing. The Eagles saw that. They were right to pick up that fifth-year option, and I realized that pretty quickly with, you know, as the summer went on. And now they are look so smart for doing it because Jordan Davis, if he keeps playing like he has over the first couple of weeks, would have been a $20+ million a year player on the defensive line. The Eagles have him for a very tidy price, I think like $13 million for next season. And based on the way he's played the first three games, this is better than a $13 million player. I mean, he's involved in two block field goals. Obviously, the one at the end wins the game. He runs it back. Guy's running 18 miles an hour. Reminded me of when he did the 40-yard dash at the combine, and I was like, oh, my God, this guy's a freak. They got to draft him. And I just thought yesterday was kind of the fruits of the labor for Jordan Davis, for all he's worked on, for the shape he's got himself in, for the player he's become. We saw it all manifest itself. You know, the walk-off blocked kick and scoop and score will be played on highlight reels in the history of this franchise forever. But I thought there was another play earlier in the game that showed just how far Jordan Davis has come. And that was with about 9.5 minutes to go in the third quarter. The Eagles had just had their first, you know, real scoring drive where they went down and got themselves in position to start the comeback, right? So they're down 26-7. Jalen fumbled by the goal line. Easy scoop, you know, easy score by the Rams. Eagles get the ball back. They're down 19. That place feels like a morgue. You know, it's going to be, they're getting blown out. I'm getting text messages that this is the 49ers game all over again. They're getting humbled. They're not as good. And they go right down the field, and they open up the passing game, and AJ gets the ball, and the touchdown to Dallas Goedert. And all right, so a lot of game left, a lot of football left to be played. It's only about 10 minutes to go, or, you know, whatever it was in the second half, in the third quarter. And with about 9.5 minutes to go by midfield on a 3rd-and-2, Stafford pressured, and he tries to escape out the left to scramble for the first down. And Jordan Davis gets an angle and chases him down. Now, I understand Stafford is not a mobile quarterback, and he's older. But I don't think Jordan Davis makes that play last year. I don't think he makes that exact play last year and chases down Matthew Stafford. It showed the ability he has deep into the game, stamina-wise, to make a play like that. Pushed him out. Eagles get the ball back, and away they go, and the comeback is on. I just thought Jordan Davis yesterday played a whale of a football game, and such vindication, I think, for Howie Roseman, for the team building he has done here. He hit so many right notes, and this is another right note for Howie Roseman. Jordan Davis looks like, clearly, he was worth that option for 2026. All right, number three in game balls for yesterday's comeback victory over the Rams. We got to go with A.J. Brown. 6 catches, 109 yards, a touchdown. Obviously, a lot of it came late, and I thought they weren't just easy catches. I thought they were a lot of comeback routes, third down, got to box the defender out. There was a 3rd-and-10 late in the game that he really had to fend off the corner from coming up and trying to knock that ball out of his hand from behind. His big body, it's like a power forward. You're dumping the ball into the post too, and he makes that play. And you know, AJ Brown has had a tough first couple weeks to where it feels like, and I'm sure, and he's expressed, I'm not making this up, that he wants the football. And at times it could be challenging. And he's trying to do the best he can and not blow up. I think we all feel this. I think we all observe this. And we know the guy wants the football. And when he got his first catch yesterday in front of the sidelines for like an 8-yard catch, it was kind of like a mock cheer. Like, oh, well, you guys finally got the ball to AJ Brown, the best wide receiver in the team, one of the best wide receivers in the universe. Whoop-de-doo, here we go. And then from there, the guy went off. Pass interferences on him, comeback routes. I mean, when the opponent is grabbing and clawing and interfering with him, you know they're cooked. You know they realize, I can't guard this guy. I can't tackle this guy. I can't guard this guy. He's too big. He's too fast. He's too strong. I'm in big trouble. And when you're in that space, just keep feeding the football because he's won the battle. And yesterday, he won the battle, and the Philadelphia Eagles won the war yesterday because of the way A.J. Brown played and because of the performance he put on in that second half. He was unstoppable in the second half. And it makes you think that's 10 targets. You bump those targets up to 11 or 12, and we're talking about A.J., you know, all pro kind of performance again. And, you know, after the game, talking about being less conservative, you know those receivers. You know the quarterback loved the way they played their offense in the second half because they got to dictate the game. They didn't play in two tight ends. They didn't play in tight formations. They got to dictate the game, and they went out there and show what they're still capable of doing.
FanDuel's getting you ready for the NFL season with an offer you won't want to miss. New customers can bet just $5 and get $300 in bonus bets if you win. That's right. Pick a bet, bet $5, and if it wins, you'll unlock $300 in bonus bets to use all across the app. You can build parlays, bet player props, ride the live lines. Whatever your style, FanDuel has you covered. The NFL season is almost here. The only question is, are you ready to play? Visit FanDuel.com/2400 to download the FanDuel app today and get started.
Must be 21 plus and present in Arizona, Colorado, Connecticut, Iowa, Illinois, Indiana, Kansas, Kentucky, Louisiana, permitted parishes only, Massachusetts, Maryland, Michigan, New Jersey, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Tennessee, Virginia, West Virginia, or Wyoming. FanDuel is offering online sports wagering in Kansas under an agreement with Kansas Star Casino, LLC. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit fanduel.com/RG in Colorado, Iowa, Michigan, New Jersey, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Illinois, Kentucky, Tennessee, and Virginia. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP or text NEXT-STEP to 53342 in Arizona, 1-888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org/chat in Connecticut, 1-800-9-WITH-IT in Indiana, 1-800-522-4700 or visit ksgamblinghelp.com in Kansas, 1-877-770-STOP in Louisiana. Visit mdgamblinghelp.org in Maryland. Visit 1-800-GAMBLER.net in West Virginia or call 1-800-522-4700 in Wyoming. Hope is here. Visit gamblinghelplinema.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support in Massachusetts or call 1-877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY in New York or visit oasas.ny.gov/gambling. Standard text messaging rates apply. Sports betting is void in Georgia, Hawaii, Utah, and other states where prohibited.
Game ball number 4. I'm going to go to a play early, and I know it kind of got lost because of the comeback, and even with it, the first half was a disaster. I'm going to go to Zach Bond. Zach Bond is a magnet for the football, and he is such a smart, instinctive defender over the middle. You know, it's not that dissimilar to what happened with Patrick Mahomes in the Super Bowl, where he took that ball away from him. That was a huge turnover early. It set the Eagles up for their only touchdown in the first half, and with the way the offense was going in the first half, I don't think the Eagles score in the first half a touchdown, if not for the Zach Bond interception. It gave them the ball on, 38-yard line? It gave them an early lead. And then from there, the Rams exploded for the next 26 points. But if not for that first touchdown, I think the Eagles are at zero when we go to halftime. I think they're down 26-0 when the comeback begins. And I don't know if they're able to win that football game if that's the path. I mean, coming back from 19 is a lot. Coming back from 26 is almost unheard of. So that play was huge. I thought yesterday Stafford had some good moments, but I thought he was also off. I thought he missed some guys. I thought he made a mistake there. And the Eagles were able to take advantage of that mistake by Matthew Stafford. He stared down Devontae Adams on the little in route, little slant, and Bond saw what we saw on TV. That's where the football's going. He went and got it. Zach Bond is a tremendous player. The combination of him and Jahad Campbell is already impactful. It's going to get more impactful. And watching what Bond's become over the last year, it's just enormous. You think back to that championship game against Washington, you know, caused the turnovers. Every single playoff game last year, he forced a turnover. It's one of the great runs from an individual defensive player in the history of the franchise. And he's picking up right where he left off, big time play at his Zach Bond for game ball number four. And game ball number five, you know it's got to go to. It's got to go to Fred Johnson. What a relief performance by the Eagles offensive tackle off the bench. So Lane Johnson goes out with a stinger, which, by the way, I think it happened on a tush push. You know, you watched that whole drive. It ended with tush pushes and never came back in the game. So they may, well, it'll be interesting to see how the Eagles handle the reality of Lane Johnson's injury, exactly when it happened, how it is reported. Because, you know, one of the things that the Eagles have pushed back against has been that it's an injury risk. Well, it took out their best player yesterday. Or, you know, or one of their couple, your few best players. The guy Sirianni called yesterday the best player he's ever coached. So Lane goes out, right? And then Matt Pryor comes in, and Matt Pryor is a disaster. The Rams are sending blitzes off his side. He can't handle verse. The play where Jalen got blown up twice. One, he fumbled. One, he didn't. But the play he fumbled on, that was verse just destroying. And I mean, totally destroying Matt Pryor. So eventually the Eagles say, all right, we got to get Fred Johnson in there. I don't know why he was in there to begin with. I'm not sure if it was just a left tackle, right tackle thing. And that's where they had kind of cross-trained and maybe they didn't want to use Fred unless it was at left tackle, but then they had no choice. I'm not sure, but the numbers are remarkable. So Lane Johnson.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
He only played a handful of snaps. Zero hurries, zero hits, zero sacks. Matt Pryor played 8 snaps in the game. He had a quarterback hurry, 2 sacks, and a strip fumble. So he got totally destroyed in every single way possible yesterday afternoon. And then Fred Johnson comes in to relieve Matt Pryor. 25 snaps, 2 quarterback hurries, 0 hits, 0 sacks. So he did... he had did 3 times the work in pass protection as Matt Pryor, and he allowed only 1 more hurry. He allowed 0 sacks, and he allowed, obviously, 0 hits on the quarterback. He was outstanding. He gets the 5th game ball. The Eagles don't win this game yesterday if Howie Roseman doesn't make that trade in late summer with the Jaguars to reacquire Fred Johnson, of course, after Fred was allowed to leave at free agency. It goes to show you the team building. It goes to show you the performance, the relentlessness of Howie Roseman and putting this roster together. Outstanding, outstanding job by Howie. What a job by Fred Johnson. What a victory for the Eagles. They're 3-0. When you throw in the Packers losing yesterday to the Browns after, by the way, their left tackle said they could go undefeated, which was one of the most ridiculous things I've ever heard a player say after 2 weeks of a season. Packers lose, Rams lose. You start going through the undefeateds in the NFC, and I believe there's only 3. It would be the Eagles. It would be the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and that'll be a game next Sunday afternoon down in Tampa. And, of course, is the San Francisco 49ers doing it right now with their backup quarterback as they wait for Purdy to come back. So it's a wild start to the season, and away we go with the Philadelphia Eagles doing it again. All this football team does is win. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast. Our YouTube feed is 94WIP. Check it out there. We'll be reacting to all of this on the Midday Show today from 10 to 2. And of course, you can check out all the content on YouTube as the show is live. Midday Show is live. Afternoon Show, Morning Show live from 10 a. to 2 p. Our show, Midday, but 6 a. to 6 p. live on YouTube. Check it out there. Appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, and following WIP Daily.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.